You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. We're joined now in the studio by Kate Lochte and on the phone, former Kentucky State Treasurer Jonathan Miller, here to talk about the project to rebuild Coal Town West Liberty.
Good afternoon, Jonathan, and thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you.
You're a partner in rebuilding West Liberty, Kentucky, and I guess we should start by going back to March 2012 when West Liberty was hit by a tornado and 7 lives were lost, 400 homes demolished, and $50 million of damage incurred, with most of some of the downtown destroyed. Since then, many people have been working to recreate West Liberty, and among them, the Federation of Appalachian Housing Enterprises. And I suppose we should start with them and their proposal to the Clinton Global Initiative Foundation that you are also connected with.
Sure, and this actually started in the weeks after the tornado struck. There were some immediate needs that the community gathered real quickly to address, and the federal government and Governor Beshear came in to help. But the community said, you know what, we want to take this tragedy and turn it to an opportunity. We'd like to rebuild West Liberty better than it was before, recognizing that once we get past beyond this natural disaster, we still have an economic disaster as the coal industry has declined and the region, Appalachia, has been struggling for quite some time now. And so they huddled together for months, put together a strategic report, and out of that strategic report came a series of proposals that would rebuild West Liberty with a sustainable, entrepreneurial 21st century outlook. And so phase one, which, as you mentioned, FAHI, the Federation of Appalachian Housing Enterprises, is our center point, our fiscal agent, is heading up, would build 52 new residences to help house the people who were displaced by the storm. 48 of them are energy efficient multifamily houses, and then 4 of them are standalone homes that are going to be zero net energy, which means that the people who will be living in them won't have any utility bills because they're so energy efficient. There's solar and geothermal elements paying for it as well. And finally, we're going to have an energy efficient dashboard that will monitor both of these sites and will provide both in downtown West Liberty, but also on the web in real time, energy monitoring of these buildings, so that communities all over the region, all over the world, would have an opportunity to see what we're doing in West Liberty.
Where's the money coming from to get all this done?
Well, we have already obtained about $7 million in federal loan promises. We have to basically leverage that and raise another $500,000 in private donations, foundations, et cetera. We are in the middle of, actually in the very beginning of the fundraising phases. We had our first fundraiser in Louisville last week, and part of our efforts in Denver, Colorado, which was where the Clinton Global Initiative just met, and I just returned from, is to identify folks from across the country who are excited by this project and who might want to invest by either donating or investing dollars in our project.
At the same time, there, I believe, was a $30 million grant to the community. Will any of that dollar amount flow into this project?
No, you know, the West Liberty had some immediate needs, and the federal government and the state government came in to address those so that people weren't immediately homeless, and so that some of the downtown could be rebuilt. And that money is, you know, been either obligated or already spent. And so now we're kind of looking at the long run. How do we rebuild as a 21st century community? And that's where the Rebuilding West Liberty project comes in.
May I ask who provided the technology that will accomplish this kind of building with a no utility bill outcome?
Well, we'll be once the money is raised, we'll be putting out requests for folks to service this area. But these are all very established modern technologies. They are all available, and that's kind of the point of this exercise, that with a little investment, we can build homes that are affordable and that use very little utility bills. And that's why we think that this could be a real model for the country. Right in the middle of coal country, we can provide, we can show people that this is something that can be done everywhere.
That's pretty remarkable. Would you tell me a little bit more about being at the Clinton Global Initiative meeting in Denver? It looks like a think tank in action.
Yeah, it's an exciting process. I was in the Clinton administration. I was the deputy chief of staff of the U.S. Department of Energy, and so I got to run into a whole lot of old friends, including getting to see the former president again. It is a three-day whirlwind event of people from across the country who are either technology experts or people like myself who are really interested in helping change policy and gathering both for big sessions where the president and Hillary and Chelsea would address the crowd, but probably more importantly, getting together for breakout groups where we would strategize about how folks from across the country could work together, share ideas, raise money, and figure out ways to build sustainable houses. And there were other subjects, including primary education, including lifting people out of poverty, that were part of the discussion. I was involved in the sustainable buildings part, but it really is an incredible experience.
Now, you bill yourself as the recovering politician. What does the future hold for you politically, do you think?
There is no political future for me. I really enjoyed my decade in politics. You know, I served two terms as state treasurer and served for 3 years in Governor Beshear's administration. But while I don't regret a minute of that time, I do know going forward that it is a much richer and happier life being outside of politics. And what's great about this is I'm able to get involved in projects like the West Liberty Project that could make a difference for a lot of people while still not having to put my name on the ballot, raise a whole bunch of money, and have a bunch of negative ads run against me. So politics is a rough life, and I admire folks that continue to go at it. But I've put in my decade, and I believe in citizen legislators, and it's time for other people to step forward to run for office.
Well, thanks for talking with me this afternoon. We asked you to be with us because Callaway County Emergency Management folks were over there with the first responders organizing the IOCs. So we sort of have a stake in what goes on in West Liberty and East Kentucky.
Well, that's terrific. I've really enjoyed my time spending in Murray and Callaway County, they're a tremendous people. We have them all over the state, and it's exciting to be part of projects like this where we really get to see the best of rural Kentucky.
Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you.